Hello, everyone.
Bonsoir, tout le monde.
Welcome to Hope and Joy Bedtime Bible Meditations for Children. Every other week, we take some deep breaths, we think about our day and how God is in our lives. In this series, What Do We Know?, we've been asking some people who study the Bible to help answer questions you have about God or Jesus. Today, we are asking the Reverend Stephanie Barrett to help us think about a question my daughter asked me this Easter season.
Si Jésus est pas mort, où est-il? Est-ce que je peux le rencontrer?
If Jesus isn't dead, where is he? Can I meet him? Stephanie is a priest and a chaplain in a college in England, where she is also doing research and continuing to study and learn herself. She spent 6 years as a youth leader at the American Cathedral in Paris. If Jesus isn't dead, where is he? Can I meet him? What do you think?
It's true. Jesus died. But the Bible tells us that he came back from the dead and that even though we cannot meet him, I believe that he is still around us and that we can still reach him and pray to him for help.
Jesus isn't dead. He's in the Holy Spirit.
He's not physically with me, but I can access him by praying.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. That's the mystery of faith.
Amen. There is a beautiful story I want to share with you today. It is the story of a shoemaker. You know, somebody who repairs shoes. Somebody who helps the shoes we love last a bit longer. The author of the story is Leo Tolstoy, and the story is called Where Love Is, God Is. Before we start, I want you to close your eyes and take a big breath as we get ready to hear the story. Put one hand on your belly and the other hand on your chest, and we're going to take a deep breath in as we count to four, and then we're going to let our breath out on a shh sound as we count to four again. Are you ready? Breathe in, two, three, four, and shh, two, three, four, all the way out. Did you feel your chest and belly rising and falling as you breathe? Let's try it one more time. Let's breathe in together. One, two, three, four, and shh, two, three, four. Blow it all out. Great. Now, here is a story of Martin. Martin is a shoemaker, and as he grows older, he finds himself alone. He is doing beautiful work, and many people come to him. Through his window, he can see people walking in shoes and boots that he has repaired, resoled, patched, or stitched up. But he feels lonely. One day, he tells someone how sad and lonely he feels, and this person recommends that Martin learn more about Jesus by reading the Gospels in the Bible. After thinking about it, Martin decides to read them, and he becomes fascinated by the stories. One night, a voice wakes him up saying, "Martin, look out into the street tomorrow, for I shall come." Martin wonders if it is a dream, but he decides that he will make a point to look out of the window that day. As the day goes by, while working, Martin notices on the street a man who looks sad and weak. Martin invites him into his shop to share tea with him. Later, he notices a mother with a child. It is very cold outside, and her clothes are not thick enough to keep her and the baby warm. So he welcomes them inside his shop and gives her something to eat and a shawl to keep her and her baby warm. In the evening, after his work, Martin continues reading the Bible. But as he opens the book, he suddenly remembers his dream. Immediately, he hears a voice saying, "Martin, don't you know me?" And he remembers the man to whom he offered tea, smiling at him. He remembers the woman and her baby, so grateful to him. Suddenly, Jesus' words come back to him. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, Jesus says, "Anything you did for any of my people here, you also did for me." So, where is Jesus? Can we meet him if he's not dead? Jesus is in every act of love we do and see around us. The kind words, the love between friends and family, the kindness we receive from strangers. As the summer holidays begin, look out for Jesus in people around you and in the small acts of love that remind us every day that Jesus is here with us always. Now it's time to say goodnight, and we are going to end with a prayer.
Dear God, thank you for loving me, even when I have so many questions about you. For you know me and you know what I need. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my friend. Help me to be a friend to others, to listen and care when they need me. Holy Spirit, guide me and teach me to see God's presence in my life, and that I may share the light and joy with others. Amen.
Seigneur, tu regardes jusqu'au fond de mon cœur, et tu sais tout de moi. Apprends-moi à faire ta volonté, car tu es mon Dieu. Que ton esprit me guide avec bienveillance sur le chemin de Jésus, pour aimer les autres comme tu m'aimes.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Bonne nuit, tout le monde.
A big thank you to the Reverend Stephanie Burette, who guest wrote our podcast today and shared this story with us. This podcast was recorded by Hope Newhouse with the help of Benjamin, Cassandre, Mark, Brieg, Elle, and Ella, and produced by Joyce Chenet and Hope Newhouse. Music by the choirs of the American Cathedral in Paris. Thank you for listening.